Elon Musk's AI tool, Grok, is facing a growing global backlash over the generation of non-consensual and sexualized deepfake images of women and children. The explicit content is generated by a feature called Spicy Mode. Australia's eSafety Commissioner, Julie Inman-Grant, says they're investigating a number of complaints about the chatbot, whilst the EU's digital affairs spokesperson has said, quote, "This is not spicy. This is illegal. This is appalling." Mike Isaac is a technology reporter for the New York Times based in California. Welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Mike Isaac, just explain this function to us that potentially allows people to digitally undress someone.
Yeah, so it's part of xAI's robot called Grok, which is basically something you can speak to on Twitter if you are, I'm sorry, I still call it Twitter, on X, where if you're browsing different posts on X, you can reply and sort of tag Grok and say, you know, put this person in a bikini or undress this person and show me a photo of them scantily clad. And this artificial intelligence generates a photo based on the original photo of, in these cases, usually a woman just sort of living their life, and depicts them in, you know, little to no clothing online, and obviously without their consent. So it's this way of really kind of grossly depicting people in little to no clothes and making it seem deeply realistic without any sort of consent from the parties involved.
And how long has this function been available?
Yeah, so, you know, Grok has been around for a long time, this AI robot, a few years now. But what they've been doing is kind of playing with the, you know, ones and zeros and algorithms behind this robot to allow people to do different things. This thing called Spicy Mode that you alluded to earlier is Elon Musk's way of giving people, you know, more racy content, in his words or in his mind, which can include, you know, offensive language or not safe for work, you know, adjacent content. But I think that a lot of the times with AI robots, you can't predict what they're going to do. And this is very clearly crossing a number of lines, if not completely illegal, as a number of governments are saying now.
And nudify apps aren't new. Several services were blocked here in Australia last year. But this being part of X now, this AI tool, is that bringing it into the mainstream, is it like?
You're exactly right. There's, you know, as AI has proliferated and come to the masses, and these robots make it easier than ever to create video and photo content, there's been a number of, you know, illicit sites out there where you can create or generate, you know, pornography or undress people, make them look nude in AI-generated photos. But to your point, it's largely been sort of niche or in the back corners of the internet and blocked in some countries. This Grok is attached to a service with hundreds of millions, more than 100 million daily users, which is 100% a way to bring it to more people than ever before without them even having to search that hard to find it. So it is it's absolutely a new frontier of what this type of really, you know, disturbing sort of tool is able to do.
I'm speaking with the New York Times technology reporter Mike Isaac about about the fact that the AI tool Grok is being used to generate sexualized deepfake images of women. What's been the response from Elon Musk or X?
So it's been interesting. This has been going on really for the past 2 weeks. And I think because it dropped over the holidays, there was kind of a muted response, you know, externally. It's mostly been bubbling up online. But over the past, you know, week or so, really the past few days, global sort of governments and agencies have been speaking up, saying what's going on. There's some probes being sort of activated right now in different countries. X has been pretty quiet, I would say. I think they're trying to figure out what's going on behind the scenes and also trying not to get in trouble with different governments. I've seen some automated responses from Grok itself, in which it said, you know, I depicted this thing, which I shouldn't have done, but then those posts were taken down. It's really hard to tell what they're going to actually do here. And even right before this interview, someone just sent me photos, a source of mine sent me photos in which Grok was generating racial slurs in a response to one of the U.S. State Department's tweets. So it's this kind of AI gone amok that it's unclear what X or Elon Musk are going to do about it.
Well, thank you for bringing us up to date. Definitely a lot of attention on it now, at least. Mike Isaac, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Mike Isaac is the technology reporter at the New York Times, and an e-safety spokesperson told the ABC it's currently assessing several image-based abuse reports, which it says it received very recently, adding that it, quote, remains concerned about the increasing use of generative AI to sexualize or exploit people, particularly where children are involved. And anyone who experiences or encounters image-based abuse, including AI-generated material shared without consent, can report it to eSafety. That's at www.esafety.gov.au/report.